All right, let's begin. I want to begin with the Inyan of Tisha B'Av, and let's start with that. We know that Tisha B'Av is the day where we commemorate all the tzuras that Klal Yisrael had. Rashi, the Rav Zatzal, made a Rashi in Divrei Yomim very famous. That we're supposed to subsume all the tragedies that happened to Klal Yisrael on Tisha B'Av. And thereby we find this in the Kinos, that we speak about not just the Churban, we speak about when the Sfarim of the Gemara were burnt, and we speak about different tragedies that happened to Klal Yisrael. The Rav wasn't a big fan of having a separate day for Yom HaShoah, and there's a Lashon in the Kina that you're not supposed to be Mosif for another day. And Rashi says in Divrei Yomim that you're supposed to assume everything into Tisha B'Av, and that's the day we're really supposed to mourn for everything, whether it's the Khmelnytsky revolt where many Yidden were killed, the Crusades and the Cossacks, all different tragedies that happened for Klal Yisrael really should be subsumed on this day. That's why I think the Rav wasn't such a big supporter of Yom HaShoah when it first, was started, because he thought it should be part of Tisha B'Av. With that in mind, I think it's important that, we note that with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Tainis, there are five things that occurred on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara also says there were five things that occurred on Shivasa B'Tammuz. And the Mishnah doesn't say anything about what happened on Asar B'Teves and Tzom Gedalia. And the Rav said the reason why is because this marks the Bena Mitzarim. They're 21 days. Like we mentioned, the Medrash that says an almond takes 21 days to ripen. And this is a Chalois of Bena Mitzarim. And the Mishnah is trying to highlight that by there are five events that happened in Shavuot B'Tammuz and five events that happened on Tisha B'Av, to note that there's a chalos in these days, and that's dafka why on that Asar B'Teves and Tzom Gedalia are not mentioned in the Mishnah, because it is a day, of course, of korban, of mourning those days, and there are different days around revolving around the korban. But here is an elevated time period, and that's what the Mishnah is trying to drive at. Asar B'Teves is when it began, the circling of the walls. Shivas B'Tammuz with the breaching of the walls. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed actually on Tisha B'Av. And Tzom Gedalia was when Gedalia ben Achikam was assassinated. And there was an emotional depression for Klal Yisrael. That could be one of the makoros that the halacha recognizes: emotional depression, emotional illness, mental illness, Tzom Gedalia. But they're all revolving around different stages in the Churban. But here, the Mishnah's trying to say that there's a chalois between Shivas B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, and that's highlighted by these five events. What happened on the five events? What were the five events that happened on Tisha B'Av? So the Mishnah says, "Beferish, beTisha B'Av, on Chaf Vav and Beis and Tanis Nigzar Alav Oseinu Shli Kansul Aretz." One, the Charva Bayis Berishonu B'Shnia. That's two and three. First Beis Hamikdash destroyed. Second Beis Hamikdash. The Nukat of Beitar. Beitar was captured. That was, 52 years after the Churban, in 132 CE. And then the Nechroshair, the city was plowed. So there are five terrible events that happened. So if you look in the Gemara in Meseches Megillah, it's Tocha Pella. And the Gemara in Hamad Aleph on the bottom, it says, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi HaKadosh Natan, Etiyah B'Purim. That's not our topic. There's no Isra Malach on Purim. That's why I planted in Etiyah. V'rochatz Pekronos Shal Tzipor B'Shivas B'Tammuz. There was no Isra Rechitza on Shivas B'Tammuz. And then, Bikish Lakor Tisha B'Av L'Hodolo. He held that you should get rid of Tisha B'Av. Rabbeinu HaKadosh is a startling thing. Ubikesh lakor Tisha B'Av lahodolo. Chamim weren't moda. So, Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said, Rebbe lo kachaya maisa. He said to Rabbi Elazar, this wasn't the way the story was told. Ela tishu b'av shchalios b'shabbos hava v'dachinu lachar shabbos. It was like this year. He says, that wasn't the story that Ben HaKadosh wanted to get rid of tishu b'av completely. It was tishu b'av on Shabbos, nidchu the son. Then he said, okay, since already been nidchu, then forget about it. But not in general. And then he pointed out an interesting comment. He says, Kare Allah tovim ashnayim mina echad. Pasuk in Koheles. He's very happy that he heard this over from Rabbi Elazar, heard this old over. It was told to him by Rav Abba Bar Zavda. Whereas in the first Lashon, Rabbi Elazar just said it over himself, Hashem Rebbe Chanina. Here he heard it over. So it's much better that two people hear than one to corroborate what exactly happened. But let's focus on the first Mahalach, that he really wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av, okay? Second Mahalach seems to say, from Ashmoza Gemara, that wasn't the story. So, okay, then this whole Mahalach Lamaisa really doesn't really get off the ground. That it was just that one year, and he wanted to be Daichim, but I didn't want to get rid of it completely. Even that is a bit startling, that he wanted to get rid of it for that year. But the bottom line is that the first Mahalach was he wanted to get rid of it completely. So Tosis here in Megillah and Hanbeis Frekta Kash, the two Kash, he says, how on earth could Rabbeinu HaKadosh want to get rid of Tisha B'Av? I mean, the Gemara says in the end of Tanya, anyone eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av is Eina Rav in a Chamash Yushalayim, number one. Number two, in order to repeal a Takana of a previous Beis, you need to be greater B'Chachmu B'Minyan. If you're not greater B'Chachmu B'Minyan, you can't repeal it. Now, Rabbeinu HaKadosh might have been, let's say, if he was greater B'Chachma, it's possible, but he certainly wasn't greater B'Minyan. Minyan means convention. He didn't have the, Poshup Shat, Minyan means the amount of Chachamim which were in your conference. So he didn't have. So he wasn't greater B'Minyan. The Ravid in the Mishnayos and Eduyah says it means Shonim, whether you're older or younger, but the Pashas of Minyan is convention. So Frekta Kasha, Tisha B'Av was enacted many years earlier before. How could he get rid of it? It's two Kashas. Two strong kashas. So Tois gives two terutzim, and on the side of the page I want to see, he embellishes the terutzim. The first terutz of Tois is that Chas v'Sholom, he never wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av. He wanted to make Tisha B'Av like the other Tanesim. And on the side of the page, it says that in the Duras HaRishonim, he says, Lo Gazur El Rak Sheyom Tanis Vel Yoser. Taka Tisha B'Av was not 24 hours. In the previous generations, it was taka what observed as a regular fast day only in the daytime. So Bichlal, it wasn't an Akira according to what the... it is an Akira now because we had made it a 24-hour fast day. But Tosis claims it's not an Akira because, first of all, it's not getting rid of the whole thing. And second of all, Lamaisa, in previous Doros, the taka did that. The bottom line is that according to the first day of Tosis, it's still Mechudish. You could argue that's still an Akira. He's minimizing the day from what it was. Now everyone's holding 24 hours. And what does it make a difference that there was a precedent for it? That wasn't what we do now. But nonetheless, Taisus Mechadish that that's not a Nekir. Okay, but we're pointing out one could take issue with it. And the second teretz is that Taisus gives is that, again, Chas v'Sholom, he didn't want to be ochre it. He just wanted to transfer it from the 9th of Av to the 10th of Av, as Rabbi Yochanan said, that if he would have been around when they voted, when they have Tisha B'Av, he would have voted on the 10th. That's a whole kasha we learned Baba Kama this year. I mentioned here, Rabbi Yochanan's Yishuv Shem Chitziv. So why would he have said the 10th? Rabbi Scheinberg, Satzal, his whole shtickl in his sefer. Rabbi Yochanan's Yishuv Shem Chitziv, you should go bust to the 9th, according to that Muki Yosef. You always go bust to the Aschola. Famous Muki Yosef, how do women light candles on Shabbos? So you go bust the Aschola. So why is he saying it would have been the 10th? Okay. So steer in Rabbi Eichmann. But no, that's not for now. That's when we learn Baba Kama. But whatever it is, he embellishes also on the side and says that Lamaisa, since there were many Chachamim, it was a minority, but there were many Chachamim, it must have been a strong minority, that Taka wanted it on the 10th. They lost out because the Rove was the 9th. But when you have a strong minority, that also gets you out of the problem of repealing a takana if you're not greater b'chachma b'minyan, because it's not like you're going like a yachid, because it was a strong minority. So the Mishnah Neduyos Perikav Mishnah says not a problem. So the second teretz of Tosis wasn't a kira because he really wasn't trying to get rid of it, trying to change the calendaric date. So the Ritva there I gave you points out here, the Ritva is on Hamid Beis, points out, he says, I don't understand Pshat and Taisis, the second teretz. Because the Gemara and Beis and Aleph, when it pilpels which days are acceptable for reading the Megillah, in the Psukim Beferish in Megillah Esther, if it's walled from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, it's the 15th, right? It says if it's walled. It doesn't say in the Pasuk from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. That's the Torah Shema Peh, the Mishnayis. But it says the 15th, well, the walled cities read it on the 15th, and the unwalled cities read it on the 14th. 11th, 12th, and 13th, the Mishnayis say you're allowed to read for the Kvarim. So the Gemara pilpels, how are you allowed to do that? It's a problem of what? Repealing a takana of a previous basin. So you see our calendaric date, if you want to change it, falls under that rubric of repealing. So the Ritva says on Taisis, what kind of answer is that? That's still an Akira. So we're pointing out that these two Terutzim of Taisvis are problematic. Or I don't know if we should say problematic, but are Mechudish. And Rav Zhulti Zatzal has in his Sefer, he wants to embark upon a new Mahalach to answer Taisis Kashas. Because he thinks these two Terutzim of Taisis are very Mechudish, like we pointed out, even though we embellished it based on the side. But the bottom line is they are Mechudish, and maybe you could come up with a Mahalach that could try to answer Taisis Kashas. Okay? So, to answer Taisus Kashas, you have to be Makdim a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrin has a tremendous klal, which is very counterintuitive. It's based on Yerushalmi. Taisus quotes his Yerushalmi in Bay and Ham and Aleph. And that is that this requirement to repeal a Takana and Gzeira is only by Takanas and Gzeiras. That you have to be greater b'chachma b'minyan. But if you are arguing on a halacha, which is a d'oraisa, then we invoke the principle of yiftach b'doro, kishmul b'doro, which is a Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chav Beis Amar. Rosh Hashanah Shlita always teaches us is that there's really no concept of precedent in halacha. In other words, you can't argue on the Gemara. Ravina Ravashi Sofa Ra, that's a Gemara b'metziah peheim and aleph. And the Ramah writes in Choshim Nishpet Simin Chafei, you can't argue on the Gemara. The Gon points out, the Bir Agro and Sumin Chavei and the Ramah points out that Gemara. It's not just a historical statement that Ravina Vashi so far, it's a halachic statement. You cannot argue on the Gemara. Whatever the Gemara says goes. However, an Achron can argue on a Rishon if he has Rayas. If he's a Gadol, he's entitled to his opinion. And when Gedolei Achronim and Gedolei Rishon wrote Tshuvas and they quote, you know, previous Gedolim, that's just to convince everyone. But the bottom line is, there was a Sefer published in the 80s, very disrespectful against Rav Moshe. How could Rav Moshe argue on Rabbi Kveger, the Noda Behuda? You know, Chazon Ish sometimes argues on Rishonim. The Gaon we know all the time argue on Rishonim, many times. So first of all, it was the way he wrote it was not B'Kovetic. But second of all, the whole premise of the Sefer is wrong. Rabbi Kveger, or Rav Moshe could argue on Rabbi Kveger, Noda Behuda. On a Din D'Oraisa, so they could argue, yes. That's the notion of Yiftach B'Doro K'Shmul B'Doro. Yiftach was not as great as Shmuel. Yiftach B'Doruk Shmuel was the second greatest Navi. He was a great Talmud Chacham. Yiftach was not on his level. He was a great man, don't get me wrong. Great Talmud Chacham, but he wasn't as great as Shmuel. But you can't go ask a Shalit Shmuel if he's Nifter. You ask the Shofet Shir B'Yamim Mahim. That's in your, right? That lives in your time. And that's why I say it's counterintuitive. You might have said by the Yeraisa, or once said it, once a previous one said it, you're done. No, that's not the case. Because it's anchored on that notion that we really don't have precedent. You know, we don't really. In American law, I'll have the level of dullness and our cause. There is such a concept, and it's very important. Okay, if you speak to lawyers and you speak to judges, it's very, very important. You know, that they research. We had a guy in the shul, one of the fellows in the shul just told me he had to prepare a whole case. He would work 30 hours on a certain case, collected all the cases, 30 hours a judge in 5 minutes, just, you know, he wasn't interested. It was very upsetting because he wasn't interested in the work, you know, in the chokmah of it, you know, to try to hear him. He wouldn't even hear him try to convey his case. So that's lahav the level of those. That's why, you know, arkos is a different system. And you go to arkos without a heter arkos. If you have a din tayr with a fellow yid, it's a terrible thing. It's like you're blaspheming Hashem, blaspheming Torah Moshe. Rambam says in Pirch Avav and Nechus Sanhedrin, it's quoted Choshen Mishpat. Also the same number, Simin Chav Vav. Because you're giving a pledge of allegiance to a different system. So they might have that concept. And in Halakha, we don't have that concept. The Gemara, yes, but after that, not that way. So if we can somehow prove that maybe the Machlekstin Rabbin HaKadosh and the Chachamim was not on a Takana, it was not on a Gzeira, but it was actually on a Din D'Oraisa, then we could skirt Tosas two Kashas. we could skirt those two kashas and say, yes, Rebbe held because he held in Lomdus because of a certain deraisa concept that there should be no Tisha B'Av. Then the whole Tosas kashas don't start. So that's a very important Rambam Pirik Alpha Nuchas Mamre Alach Alpha Chabez, where he quotes this Yerushalmi. Very fascinating. So what is this topic, Lamaisa? What is this topic? So there is a concept, and let's introduce it further, give another Akdoma. You know, there are a lot of times, I shouldn't say a lot, but, you know, I'd say there are three times the Yidim came in there to throw, right? We know with the Avos, with Avram Avinu. So let's not count Avram Avinu, even though it's Rabbeinu Hananel that does quote it, but generally we don't assume. There's a phrase in the Gemara called Kitcha Rishona and Kitcha Shnia. Generally, most Rishonim say Kitcha Rishona is when Yoshua brought the Yidim in. Kitcha Shnia is when the Ezra brought the Yidim back from what Bavel there to Yisrael. And Avram Avinu was before that, but we don't, you know, Rabbeinu Hananel has like that. We don't assume, you know, we assume that's the role of Rishonim is understand that Gemara. So the Rambam has a principle in Perek Vav, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Lachi Yadal, Tet Vav, and Tet Zayin. Rambam paskins that Kitcha Rishon is Lav Kitcha Lasa Lovel. Why? Because the Rambam says that it was Bekibush. When Yoshua brought the Yidim in, it was of the genre of divide and conquer. So once we were thrown out, the Kedusha evaporated. I mean, the Kedusha was imbued upon Israel based on our winning the battle. Once we were thrown out, that evaporated. However, Ezra, when he brought the Yidim back, the Rambam coins the phrase Chazaka. So what is the difference between Chazaka and Kibush? So the Kesef Mishnah and the Rabbah say that Yoshua was not Makdash B'peh, the land. Ezra was. So that's why Yoshua's Kedusha did not last. For whatever reason, Yoshua didn't. He wasn't Makdash B'peh because I think he didn't want Klal Yisrael to be Nichshol if they didn't know. Whatever it is. Ezra was Makdash B'peh. That's why it's last. The Rav had a different shot. And this is what I want to bring out. The Rav held the word Chazaka meant, the Rambam coins the phrase in those halachas, Shechina ain't a B'teilu. Once the Shechina was Niskadesh in the Makam HaMikdash, it's never bottled forever. So what Ezra did is he took the Kedusha that was in the Makam HaMikdash and expanded it to all of Eretz Yisrael. So the genre of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael was of the genre of Kedusha Shechina. And that's why the Rambam Pasuk Kitcha Shechina is Kitcha Lasa Lovel. Because the Kedusha was of the genre of Shechina everywhere, in Tel Aviv, in Haifa, everywhere, all over Eretz Yisrael. Whereas Kitcha Rishona was of the notion of divide and conquer once we were thrown out and evaporated. That's the difference between Kibush of Yoshua and Chazaka of Ezra. That's how the Rav wanted to interpret that. And thereby the Rambam Paskins, Kitcha Shechina is Kitcha Lasa Lovel. Now there is a phrase that the Gemara uses in a few places in Shas, the Rabbeinu HaKadosh himself said, and that phrase is the following. It says, Makriven afal pishein bo bayis, meaning that even though we have no edifice, and we have no structure, however, you can be makriv korbanos in the Makom HaMikdash as long as you know where the place is, it's considered to be acceptable. Because we hold to this phrase of the concept of what? Makriven afal pishein bo bayis. That's this chiddush. It's an amazing chiddush. You don't need evidence, you don't need structure. I remember I heard from Rav Nevin Sol Shlita, the great Gaon, that theoretically, if Rov Tzibor is Tumah, but Tzucha B'Tzibor, you knew where the Makom HaMikdash was, maybe you can be Makom HaKorban. There's a whole correspondence through Rabbi Kiveger and Rabbi Hirsch Kalisher. Can you be Makom HaKorban Pesach B'Zmanaseh? They had a whole correspondence. Because it doesn't say Reich Nichoach by Korban Pesach. Could be by Arkabonis, you need Reich Nichoach, so we don't have the Beis HaMikdash Mamish. So it's not Reich Nichoach, a pleasant fragrance. But Korban Pesach you don't need. But the bottom line, I remember Rav Nevin Sol Shlita said that if we did that, we couldn't do it practically because we wrote if all the Yidim in the world. Because the non-Jewish nations would go nuts if we mark if Karbonis, and we could cause Sakonis Bafashos. But the bottom line is that Al-Pidin, we hold Makriven Al-Pishim Abayis. That's Rabbeinu HaKadosh Yeshita. And the Rambam holds of it stark. The Rambam holds of it very, very stark. Makriven Al-Pishim Abayis. And that's the concept of Shechina Eina B'Teilu. That's why he writes Shechina Eina B'Teilu. That's where he got his chiddush from. And what's the Makor HaDvarim? So Rav Zhulti says from that Gemara Brachas I gave you, I think it was a Nun Ches Siman Aleph on the bottom. What did it say in the Brisa? The Gemara Darshas, Lacha Hashem HaGlulah HaGvura. What did it say? HaNetzach Zu Yerushalayim. It's interesting. I was a little bothered because it's Hod is Beis HaMikdash. But okay, Lamaisa, you know, the Rambam Lishitaso holds that Yushalayim, what's the definition of Mikdash? The whole old city. So, you know, the Rambam writes that in the Perish of Mishnayis. That's why, you know, you should always be you should always take your lulav, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, to go to the Makom HaMikdash, because you might be filling a mitzvah d'oraisa, go to the old city. You should always, chalomoy, because you're filling mitzvah d'oraisa. You put together those two Rambams, that the Rambam holds Shechinah b'Teila, and the Rambam holds that Shivas Yomim, that definition of Yishalayim is the whole old city, and 7 days is Kiyum d'oraisa. Rashi says not that way, but the Ram holds that in the Perish Mishnayis, and that's why I think Netzach Zu Yishalayim, that's the mucker the Ram holds, that Kedusha Mikdash Yishalayim is Bnei Ashchina, and Shchina Eina B'Teila. And that's the notion of Rabbein HaKadosh and Makrivin Afa B'Shem Abayis. He says in a few different places, and therefore, the Rambam writes that anyone who goes to the Makom HaMikdash nowadays would be Chayav Karis. Okay, the Chayalim are there because they're protecting us. Because of Pikuch Nefesh. The Magen Aram says, in Simon Tovkuf, Samach Alf, Sivkon Beis, we should paskin like the Rambam. You're not allowed to go to Makom HaMikdash. However, the Ravid argues, the Ravid has right there, Pum Fakir, the Ravid claims, he says, on the contrary, he says, if anything, Kitchishnias, Kitchilasalova, only by the rest of Eretz Yisrael. By Yushalayim and the Mikdash, absolutely not. He says, someone who goes there, Lafikach, famous comment, he says, Hanichnas atasham ein bo karis. So the Miri in Shavuos that says there's no karis, but there's an isalav according to the Ravid. Shidim Gubetzis says it also in Shavuos Taf Tedvav. But I think Prime Minister Sharon must have held like the Poshup shot in the Ravid, and he went up there himself, Lamaisa. He went up there himself. And there's a Rambam in the Chuvas. They always quote this Rambam in the Chuvas that I don't know. I never saw it inside. But whatever the case is, he must have held like the Poshup Shah and the Ravid. But the Ravid held not that way. So, Lechura, it's a machlaikis between the Rambam and the Ravid, but it's a machlaikis of Tanoim. Do we hold Makrivin off of Shem Bobayas? So, once you've made that leap, this is definitely a Dindy Raisa. And therefore, Rabbein HaKadosh basically says, why on earth are we doing Tisha B'Av? Why? Why are we doing Tisha B'Av? It's Makrivin off of Shem Bobayas. Then there's no reason to have Tisha B'Av, because you still have the ability to be makiv the Beis HaMikdash. And the Chachamim say, I'm sorry, we hold, not the Ravid holds like the other Chachamim, and we hold not that way. We hold that it's evaporated there, and therefore if someone goes, you're not Chayav Karis, and there's great reason to do Tisha B'Av, and we do it. V'lohod al-Chachamim, we don't hold like Rabbein HaKadosh. But what we've accomplished is that this machleg is on a level of the Arisa, and you can't ask me a kasha, oh, how could it be Oker or a Takana? It's not greater than Chachma Minyan. It wasn't a Takana. The whole nature of it is there a cessation of Karbonis, or is there not? And therefore, this that's on a level of the Arisa, you can't ask me a kasha, oh, Oker or a Chachma Yishalayim. Now, the kasha I've always had on this mahalach, and I really don't have a good answer, is that once you say, Makriv and Afmish Mobayis, what's the pshat in Scharia? Scharia and Navi said, Som Chamishi, Som Asiri. So he had in mind Tisha B'Av, right? He had in mind Tisha B'Av, right? So when was that? When did he have in mind Tisha B'Av? Once the first base of Mikdash is built, isn't there always the ability to Makriv Karbonis? See, I thought maybe you could say it was what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, which we're going to get back to, Anyun Chesem Abayis, right? When was this said? You know, this was all these four fasts were instituted, right, at the destruction of the Bayis Rishon, right? So when the Bayis Sheni was built, Zechariah said those days would become festivals. But they were instituted after what? They were instituted at the end of Korban Bayis Rishon. But according to this Mahalach, how could you, what's the Taich in the Pasuk in Navi? You follow what I'm bothered by? How did Rabbeinu HaKadosh understand the Pasuk in Navi? There's always the ability to Makriv Karbonis. You understand what I'm saying? Once it's initialized, you're done. So I don't really have a good answer for you. You're going to tell me it was only for that
the time. Even before Ezra was okay?
Yeah, once the.
Only Ezra was
okay. Once you're saying that, uh huh. Nurse, you're saying. No. But the Shtickle Torah. No, that's the Shtickle Torah. But that happened once the Beis Hamikdash was built, Zach. Ezra, that's Kedusha Shechina. No, Ezra took the Shechina and applied it to the rest of Eretz Israel. Yeah, but the Beis Hamikdash had Kedusha Shechina. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what I was always bothered by. But that's what he wants to claim. So you can't just say it was. I thought, or maybe you could say it was only for the 70 years that it was between the Korban by Yisrusha and the building by Yisrusha. But you have the Kedusha Shechina there. That's the whole shtickle. It was always there. So that's what I'm bothered. The answer, it's a beautiful mahalach. It answers what? It answers the kasha, the two kashas of Tisus. But Lamaisa, how do you understand how Rabbeinu HaKadosh then understood the puzzle in Schar? He can't argue on the Navi. No. Can't argue on the Navi. So that's one mahalach to answer this kasha. But we have to answer this. But I want you to get that kasha on. And I still haven't ever had a real good answer for it. Number two, second mahalach is like this. We could set up. It's also on a level derisa with a stirim. The Gemara says in Yevamis, on Ayin Tesamid Beis, Bimei Rebbe, in the times of Ben HaKadosh, Bikshu Lahatar Nesinim. They wanted to mata the Gibeons. You know, the Nesinim were the Gibeons. They were a Shevet. Omlem Rebbe, Chalkenu Natar, Chelik Mizbech, Miatar. Okay, maybe we'll let them work with us in Mominis. But their portion in the Mizbech, forget about it. Who pleaded the Chanina bar, Lazar, bar, Lazar, Yechanan, Chalik Adel Yolamas. They can't marry in. Chalik Mizbech was my Mizminishkaim, also in Mizminishkaim Shari. So Rashi says that Rabbi Yochanan was saying to Rabbi, what are you talking about a Mizbech for? Right? They lived 300 CE, long after 70 CE. What are you worried about whether Chalik Mizbech? There is no Chalik Mizbech, Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi. So Rebbe would turn back and say to him, what do you mean? Makrivan Afashim Abayis. I hold there always is, right? Problem is that what happens if we're Makrav a Korban, God forbid, outside in the parking lot? So the Gemara writes in Zvachim, Kuv Zayin and Beis, if you're Ma'ala Korban is Manazer, Rabbi Yochanan says you're Chayiv, Rish Lakish says you're Potter. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say you're Chayiv? Because Kitch Rishona, Kitch Laslov, Makrivan Afashim Abayis. So how does Rabbi Yochanan have a tain on Rebbe? What are you talking about Mizbech for? Right? You yourself, there's a notion of having the ability. That's why if you're a Ma'alik or Mizbechut, you have Karis. It's a stirin Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Zhulti says, based on the Chinuch and Mitzvah's tough mem, Makrid Vach Mishon Bayis is a Mater, but it's not a Chiv. The Mitzvah says, Shin Tzavin Lakiv Korkov Mitzvah Mikdash Azeh Kiim Bo Amokam Shiyivchar Hashem. Says Beferishim Talosach Hashem Tasech Hashem Korshin Misavcha. Says it's a matter, to Makir Karbonos. There's no chiyuv at all. It's a matter. So maybe that's Kufa the Machlokes. There's a second mahalach to say it. Rabbeinu HaKadosh says Makir Vafish Ben Bayis is a what? It's a chiyuv. The Chachamim disagree and say it's a matter. So it's been downgraded from a chiyuv to a matter. For that we mourn. Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, why have Tisha B'Av? Again, you still have that kash we asked, you can ask on this mahalach too as well, but it's a different way of saying it. You don't have to say the mahalach is so stark by saying, oh, I deny Makriv Vashem Abayis. I hold Makriv Vashem Abayis, but I hold it's only a matter. When we have a Beis HaMikdash, then it's a chiyuv to give karbonos. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's a matter. So that would answer the stira in Rabbi Yochanan, because as long as there's a matter, it's enough to be chayv karis. But I don't have chiv to do it. That's why he said to Rebbe, why are you talking about the Nesinim with the Chelik and Mizbech? We don't have a Mizbech. But we do have the ability to be Makrav a Korban, theoretically, enough to be Mechayev some of the cards if he does a Bechutz. So that's a second way to say over this Machlaikis between Rabbeinu HaKadosh and the Chum. But again, it's on a level to your Isa, and you skirt Tais Kashas. But we still have our Kash on this. A third mahalach is to say like this, and this speaks to this really speaks to the tour that I gave you has a line that Tisha B'Av can never be nullified. Kevin Shuch below both tzaros. So where did that come from? So it came from the Gemara. The Beis Yosef really is mitzayin it. You know, the Gemara was there 6 months of the year we send out Edom. Gemara says, why don't we send out Edom? We send Edom out for Av. To notify everyone, Tisha B'Av. Why the Gemara says, why don't you send out Edim for Shavuos Matamos? So Gemara says, well, I'll tell you why. At the end of the day, and this is an important klal, we fast nowadays on the other three fasts, when I say other three, Tzom Gedaliah, Asar B'Teves, and Shemesh B'Tammuz, it's really an optional fast. Rotzim Misan, Rotzim Misan. Medina de Gemara, we have Shalom, thank God, we can serve Hashem, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So the fasting are really what? Are really not obligatory. The Bahag says, Klai Yisrael accepted upon themselves that it's obligatory. Much like the Bahag says by Meiriv. Right? Meiriv, we pass like Rabbi Shua, it's a Rishus. But Gans Klai Yisrael accepted it, Shavu Alav Kechova. Okay? So the Gemara says, what about Tisha B'Av? So why do we send that in for Tisha B'Av? Gemara says, Tisha B'Av is not optional. Medina Gemara, it's obligatory because Shiny Tisha B'Av or a Papa hold Chuchbulo Bo Tsaros. It was a double Tsar. So Toises is bothered by the Kashin, so it's a double Tsar. So I just want you to note, L'chur it's a machlitz mugen of Ram Taz, Ramal L'chur is Mekel. We hold that Divrei Kabbalah, it's a machlitz with Divrei Kabbalah, it's a Divrei Torah Domi. Big machlitz you show them in general. Mitzvah's mentioned in Nach. Machlitz Balamur Ribar Tzaloni. Question is by Tisha B'Av, it's mentioned Divrei Kabbalah, does it have the status of Indi Raisa? Nafkemin is a Chol Hashem Bal Sakana. There's a Chol Hashem Bal Sakana have to fast on Tisha B'Av. Chol Hashem Bal Sakana, the Ramah defines in Hilchos Shabbos that he can't function properly. He's got to stay in bed, or she does. So we usually are Mekel that a Chol Hashem Bal Sakana, we assume it's the Rabbana, but it might be that you would hold it's the Raisa. It might be that it's hold it's the Raisa. Let's assume for this third Mahalath that it has a tokef of being like the Raisa. Even though Ladina, we don't hold of it. But let's assume when the Gemara says this line, that we assume it's saying it's mamish minatar. It's hard to say it. I'll tell you why. Because the Minchas Kinnick has a stunning chiddush. He says that if you look in that pasuk in Schari, it only mentioned the months. The Minchas Kinnick says midivrei Kabbalah, you have to fast one day in the month. It could be any day in Av. It's amazing. Midivrei Kabbalah, you can fast any day in Av. Midrabanan de rekoveh the ninth of Av. It's a stunning chiddush. But it's very meduyuk. That's what Minchas Kinnick has such a chiddush. But let's assume not like that. Let's assume that it has a status, a level of being what? A level of, say, being media rice. And then we've propelled that there are going to level the rice. So what's the machlekes? So Taisus asks there, and the chiddush Yaron, I don't understand. Shemesh B'Tammuz was also doubled. Weren't the walls breached? Weren't the walls breached as well? So Taisus says, no, they weren't. The first one was on the 9th. The second one was on the 17th. What do you do with the Yushalmi, though? What do you do with the Yushalmi? Yushalmi holds that what? They were both breached on the 17th. So what do you do with that? What do you do with that? If they were both breached on the 17th, what do you do? So Taisa says you can't compare it to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, to the walls. Okay, or Tysus, that's what Tysus basically is saying. Okay? That's Tysus basically says. Okay? So, if you look in the Chiddush Yaron there, Chiddush Yaron has two terutzim. What does he say? He says like this. He says, Vavagav de Tammuz nam huvko ir berishona bishni, afilach lehuchblu biyom echad, shebishona haya betishabo, bishni bishivasarbo. Then he says, even according to Yushalmi, that it was what? On the 17th? So what do you see from this? You see from this Chiddush Yaron, 2 days, the second day, the Iker Takanas Tishba was because of the Churban. No doubt, that's what Taisus says in the top Taisus. Because he says Tisha B'Av Huchblu Bo Tzaros, Churban Beis HaMikdash is Takifa Tuva. But what did he say in the first day of the Ron? He was saying the Shtikol Torah of Rashi and Divrei Yomim, that this is a day of calamity. It's a day of calamity, and it's a day of Peronis for Klal Yisrael. And he says that Kolomer Shenechara Bias Bishon Mishniyav and Nukad Abedir Nechshair. He doesn't say Nigzra Avosena. We could add that in. That was the Mishnah. This is a day of calamity. So it could very well be, and I have to tell you, maybe this is the machlokes we could say, Lamaisa, between the Chum and Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Was this day solely for a cessation of Karbanos? Or was this day to be a day of calamity or Peronis for God's Klal Yisrael? So Rebbe said, you think it's for Karbanos? There's no cessation of Karbanos. You still have the ability. Chum say, no. Even if we hold, and this is what I want to add on, this is the third mahalach. We've embellished the third mahalach. Even if you go makrim nafshim being biased, it's much more than that. It's not just a lack of kabbonis, and it's on a level of the yoraisa. And I can prove it to you. What does the Rambam say in the Perush Mishnayos Rosh Hashanah? He says that they fasted on Tisha B'Av during Bayis Sheni. Historically, that's amazing. He says Klal Yisrael fasted. It's amazing. He says that. Mefurish. So you see, it's not because what are you celebrating? Why are you doing Tisha B'Av if you have the Beis Hamikdash? It's a day of calamity. If you look in the Tshuvas Atash Beitz, Chelik Beis Simin Reish Aleph, Reish Ayin Aleph, rather, he asks if Bizman Beis Hamikdash Hayu Misanin Ba'av, then when is the pasuk the Sason ever going to be? If they're fasting during the Beis Hamikdash, the answer is when we have no tzaros. The Rambam says in Enichos Megillah, when we have no tzaros, Mimosa Mashiach, then we have a Beis Hamikdash and we have no tzaros. But the bottom line is, you see, Klor, that maybe it was a fundamental machlokes lemais. The third mahalach that we're suggesting is maybe the Chomer Maskim the Rabbeinu HaKadosh Makriv Af B'Shem Abayis in Lomdus, and it's not just a matzah, it's a chiv. But why? Because Tisha B'Av is much more than that. It's not just a lack of karbonos. Maybe there's no lack of karbonos. We hold Makriv Af B'Shem Abayis. We hold it's not even a matzah, it's a chiv. But the fact is that it's a day of tzuris, and that's exactly lemaisa. Maybe what we could say is pshat in the tour. When he says, "Ein beis yichon levat lo kem shehuchbu bo tzaros," what does he mean? We're trying to say, lemaisa, is that it's at a level of the araisa. It's on a level of the araisa, and that's why lemaisa ein yichon levat lo, because not just a derabanan. It can never be. It's been planted as a day of huchbu bo tzaros, as what a day of peronios, and that can never what. That's on a level of the araisa. There's nothing to what, and there's nothing to what. There's nothing to argue about because we hold yachiv rabin halachik rabin. We hold against Rabbi Nachkanish. And maybe that was at the touch of the Beis Yosef, what he's driving at, and what, he's, what the tour is saying. Ein Beis Yichol Levavlo Kem Shuchbu Bo Tzaros. He's trying to bring out this Nakuda. And Memelo, that's a third mahalach. If you say it like that, all these three mahalachs are the common thread that are going to level the rice. Memelo, you skirt toises both his kashas, and you could frem from. So it's a very nice mahalach. I like the third one, because then you don't have my kasha. You have my kasha on the first two. Well, my, so how did Rabbeinu HaKadosh read the pasuk? According to what? According to the third one, you still have a kasha how Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote the pasuk. At least the Chachamim, though, said we have the pasuk because Tisha B'Av is not just for a lack of abundance. It's much more than that. So I wanted to now get to six chilukim that the Rav Zatzal, maybe seven actually, where the Rav defined, and I think it's very interesting, the differences between the mourning that we have for Tisha B'Av and the mourning, God forbid, that one has for a private seven relatives. And the Gemara in Yevamos and Megillah Mes coins the phrase for mourning for Tisha B'Av as Avelis Yishana. Avelis Chadosh is for, God forbid, one of the seven relatives, father, mother, brother, sister, a child, or a spouse. Chamon al-Islam. So we assume, I want to list off seven differences that the Rav pointed out between the both. Number one, he pointed out that on Avelis Chadasha, Lemaisa, it's usher to mourn too much. The Rambam writes this in Hichos Avel, Pirik Yud Gimel Halachit Alf. In fact, he says you're a tippish, basically. He says, Ayis Gasha Adam Al Miso Yosur Midai. Meaning, Lemaisa, if you do more than the Minigah Olam, you're a tippish, he says. In other words, there's Shlosh Yimei Bechi. It's like Lemaisa. And Avelis Chadasha is Asalis Abel Yosur Midai. It's like, you know, it's like kind of like there's a Mater, Lemaisa. Avelis Chadasha, you know, you have a Mater to cry, Lemaisa. But to do more than that is Mamish Asur. You're like a tippish. When it comes to Avelis Yishana, though, there is no gvul. There is no gvul. You can do it Yoyser Midai. On the Churban Beis Hamikdash Lamaisa, we were Nichshul and Nitbu Ba'averis. There's no Shir. There's no kinds of Yoyser Midai. Ein Min Hagol Shalom La'vi L'cherev La'Avelis. So it's no Malon any Shir. So that's the first distinction we want to make to Avelis Yishana, Avelis Chadosh. Number one. Number two, which is kind of a spinoff of number one, and that is that Avelis Chadasha de Shlosh Lebechi. That's like a heter, I said. So you shouldn't be a cruel person. So he matters you to cry. Kind of a guy loses a parent, he doesn't cry. So you have a heter, right? But the Bechi, and I want you to get this, is not the fundamental part of the Avelis. Just as a din, that someone doesn't cry is a cruel guy. But Avelis Yeshana, the Iker is the crying in the Kina, the Bechi in the Kina. It says, Bacho Tifka al Eila Nibochia. All of Megillus Eich is full of crying and kinos. That is the Iker of Avelis Yeshana. The Nevi'im asked, "Be made by Yesheni? Should they fast on Tisha B'av? We just brought it up. Shalom. Efke b'chodesh chamishi tzchariah perek zayin. The whole kiyum and mos of Tisha B'av is the bechi. Chachamim zichron levracha ifku b'layla. It was a bechi l'dairis. They're crying, right by the meraglim, right? But ifku b'layla is a bechi l'dairis. That's the essence of Avelis Yeshana, and that's really what a kinos really is. Kinos is the notion of crying." What is Hesped? Hesped, Lamaisa, is fundamentally different. Hesped, the Iker, is to remember your loss. Why do you give a Hesped? Covered the Shichvi. It's covered for the person that passed away. Mashenk and Kinos is the crying of you yourself. The Iker of Tisha is Tavko Tifka without a shear, like we said. That's the Iker difference, second difference between Avelis Yeshana and Avelis Chadasha. Avelis Chadasha, there's a Gvul. And there's the second difference is that it's all a covered ames, Avelis Chadasha, whereas Avelis Yeshana, there's no gvul, it's rachel mavak al banah, it's all crying. It's our state. And v'chol yom achakeh lo, until the Mashiach comes. So that's the second difference. First difference is there's no gvul by Avelis Yeshana, Avelis Chadasha. The second difference is it's defined as being crying, whereas Hesped is Avelis Chadasha, it's focusing on the loss, and Lamaisa has a gvul to it. Lamaisa is not full of bechi. You have a heter to cry, so you shouldn't be an achzari. Number three distinction. Tyson Tainis ad lamin abez dirmasko kol says a remarkable chiddush which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Chayiv the chayiv adam litzar lamait bichvodo ubahan osov. If you normally use two pillows, use one. If you normally use one pillow, don't use any. And the Ramah even had put a rock on your head, like by Yaakov Avinu. There's a notion to mitzar yourself on Tisha B'Av. There's no notion to anguish yourself on Avelis Chadasha. Not at all. Avelis Chadasha Lomaisa, that would be too much. Yosu Midai. Avelis on the Chorm is a chiyuv yosur midai. There's a chiyuv to mitzar yourself. Okay, you can't, cut your skin. That's mamish, lotis koda do. But to mitzar yourself, not to use two pillows. Lomai said, use one or don't use any. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So that's a third distinction that we have to make in Avelis Chadasha and Avelis Yeshana. Number four. There's an interesting concept that emerges by Avelis Yeshana that there's a mandate that Talmidei Chachamim have more responsibility than regular guys. We're in Tainis and Aflamin Amar Aleph. Amar Vidom Rav Kachayam Min Hagosh Reb Yudib Reb Yiloi Erev Tishabov Mevim Lo Pascha Reva B'melech V'yosha Ben Tonu L'Kirayim V'oichel V'shoysa L'Akitun Shomayim V'domolo Kilu Meso Mutu L'Fonov. You see beferish that when it comes to Avelis Yeshana, Talmidei Chachamim have more responsibility. They understand what the Beis Hamikdash means. They understand the awesomeness of its loss. And therefore it's incumbent upon a Talmidei Chachamim to show it more. Whereas by Avelis Chadasha, there is no difference between a regular guy and a Talmid Chacham. And this you can see clearly in Shulchan Aruch Simen Gimel. Simen Aleph, Os Gimel. What's the Lashon the Mechaber? Third Sif in Shulchan Aruch. Ra'ui l'chol yare shamayim, shei meitzer v'doeg al churban beis hamikdash. What is the stress? Ra'ui l'what? Yedidya? L'chol yare shamayim, he's a Talmid Chacham. There's a special inyan that he has a special responsibility. So that's a third distinction. That's a fourth distinction that we're making the Rosh Hashanah. We have up to four. Number five. When it comes to Avelis Chadasha, you have no matter to Maharach Midos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara writes in Baba Kama, we learned this year in Baba Kama, I think it's Lamed Ches and Aleph, when you pay a Shiva call, you're never supposed to say to the guy, what can we do about your loss? What can we do? What does that imply? That if you could do something, you change it. That's Kedufo Shel Makom. That's blaspheming the Abishter. Tziduk Adin is you accept the din, it's very difficult sometimes, Rachman al Itzlan. But you don't imply that you change it. That's Kidufa Shel Makom Mamish. You have no heter to Mahar Acher Midos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever Hashem decreed, that's it, done. There's no heter to ask the question. By Avelis Yishona, we have a heter to ask the question, and we give an answer. Eicha. Eicha. The whole Eicha is Eiko. How did it happen? And what's our answer? Sadik Hashem Ki Piu Marisi. That's the Chiddush of Megillas Eicha. We have a heter to ask on Darkei Aboire Yisbaruch. When the Churban happened, and we go through it and we think to ourselves what we caused, and we give an answer. Because our own Averis caused it. We have no such heter to ask the question ever when it comes to Avelis Chadasha. When there's a Tzara L'Yochid, there's an Isser of Timon Levav to ask Shilas and Kashas. By the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we have a heter to ask the kasha, and we give an answer. That's a fifth distinction the Rav Tzatzal pointed out. Number six, a sixth distinction. If you look in the Rambam, this is a whole separate shtickle. We don't have time to go into it, but the Rambam has a very big chiddush of Perakei Halacha Yeravichos times. If you look it up, he has a minig. Mixes Chacham did not wear tefillin shel rosh. On Tisha B'Av. What's the blatant diuk? They wore tefillin shel yad. Amazing Rambam. When it comes to Avelis Chadasha, of course we don't wear tefillin on the first day of Shiva. Bein tefillin shel rosh, bein tefillin shel yad. Moreover, the Mechaber in Shacharach Sibetov Kuf Nun Hei, we don't wear a talis gadol, chakras in the morning, by Tisha B'Av. Of course we were a talis gadol on the first day of Shiva. What's the difference between tefillin and talis? Like Abi Avelis Chadasha, Avelis Yishana. Moreover, if you look in Tosafos Nevamos and Gimel and Beis, he points out by business, Avelis the Rabbim were much more machmeran. People will say, oh, you're going to work, you don't care about the Churban. Whereas privately, a person also... In a private shiva, if he needs to work, first 3 days for sure he's not supposed to, but if he's going to lose his business, there are heter. So Tosus continues and he says, Lamaisa, for example, we talk about this din, it's interesting, about Erison. They talk about Erison, halach Lamaisa. Okay, we don't have to get into Erison, but this is what Tosus Lamaisa, this is the distinctions that Tosus makes. So what's the difference? By tefillin shel rosh, what do we say? Kol ame arach kishem Hashem nikra alecha. Elu tefillin shel rosh. It's a niug b'farhesia. If you wore that publicly, it shows you don't care about the churban beis hamikdash. So they wore the tefillin shel yad, which is lecha v'lo lacherim, lecha laos v'lo lacherim. But tefillin shel rosh is to publicize it. Our foreheads on Tisha B'Av are full of ash, and therefore lamaisa it would be a zilzul. Mashenkin tefillin shel yad is you know private. And also, that's why you wouldn't go to business. That's why you wouldn't go to business, Lamaisa. So it comes out, Lamaisa, and that's why you don't wear the talis. It's a niug berabim, halach Lamaisa. It's a niug berabim. So you see, beferish Lamaisa, that there are certain differences. Sometimes it's kulos by avelis chadasha, and sometimes it's what? Sometimes it's more chamor. So this speaks to the heart and core of the fundamental difference between what? Between the two. I mean, another, I'll just add that on. You know, by Avelis Chadasha, Lamaisa, you know, there's a big difference. Chadasha, Yesh Lachman Bibishonah, Mashenkim Avelis Yishonah. In other words, there's a difference between the Aser Tmima Ares, Arison, between Avelis Chadasha. Farish Rabbeinu Tam, Shiny Ben Avelis Chadasha, Sh'asu La'ares, Avelus Chadasha, you can't have the Kedushin. Fisha B'Chadasha, Yesh L'Hachmer B'Yishana. Mashenke Mi'Avelus Yishana. But then we find certain things about Avelus the Rabbim is more Chomeran. So, Lomaisa, if it's, you know, Erisin, because you don't want another man to chop the woman. So, Lomaisa, there's sometimes Kula, sometimes Chumras by one and not the other. That speaks to the heart and core of what? That there's a fundamental difference between Avelus Yishana, Avelus Chadash. That's the sixth difference. Seventh nafkemina that you have, seventh chiluk that we want to point out in Avelus Yishana, Avelus Chadash, is the following. Usually, most of these surim during Avelus are shev al tazeh. Don't do this, don't do that, don't wash, don't bathe, don't wear leather shoes, no, you can't have tash shamita. What are the two positive things a person is supposed to do during Avelus? Kfiyas Amita and Atifas Rosh. Turn over the beds, which we fulfill now by covering the mirrors. And Atifas Rosh, some say you wear a hat during the Shiva. But those are proactive things. So the Torah in Or HaChaim and Hilchos Tisha B'Av Siman Tov Kuf Nun Hey points out that by Tisha B'Av, you're not mechuyev in Kfiyas Amita or Atifas Rosh. He says, you're not mechuyev in it. And the Makor is the Torah's Adam and the Rosh. Why is it that you're not mechuyev in it? So it's interesting. It happened to be a Machlis in Tanoim. We possibly come that you don't do on Tisha B'Av. So it could be, and this is what I want to point out, it's very important, that the Ramban claims, are there any Yisuri Avelis that exist during Aninus? So Machleis Rambam, the Ramban. It's a very important Machleis. You learn, we learn Hukos Avelis. Is there a Yisuri Avelis during Aninus, before the Levaya? Right, Aninus is before the Levaya. Once the Levaya is done, you transfer from being an Onin to an Oval. Stimus Agoilo, Machleis Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, what that means. Rashi says the closing of the coffin. Rabbeinu Tam says the burial in the ground. We all like Rabbeinu Tam, the Dean. For all intents and purposes, for certain cases, maybe we all like Rashi. There's going to be a long period of time between the Aninus and the Aninus. We don't want a guy to be an Onin for more than 3 days. So we assume the coffin's been closed when it's, and you're no longer an Onin. But we assume like Rabbeinu Tam. Are there Isuri Avelis during Aninus? Like, do you have to wear, is there Nisra leather shoes? When you go to the cemetery, should you wear sneakers? It's a big machlokes Rambam Ramban. So the truth is that the Ramban holds that you are chayv in the Yisuri Avelis, but you're potter from the mitzvahs Avelis. I mean, no one was going to say that you have to do Atifas Rosh and Kfiyas Amita during Aninus. So the Ramban and the Rif claim that what's the nature of Tisha B'Av? It's like Mesu Mutal Afanov. It's an amazing thing. It's like Mesu Mutal Afanov. So the Beis Yosef quotes in Tov Kuf Nun Zayin Mashiach in the Rifa B'Tshuvosov, why do we say Nachem and Mincha, not Marav and Shachris? Rambam says, in Tisha B'Av, you say, Bonei Yerushalayim, Rachem Hashem Elokeinu, all the tefillahs. Why do we only say it by Mincha? So the Ritva claims, because normally Yerushalmi says you should mention the main Amurim, Arvish, Shachris, and Mincha, because Arvish and Shachris is Mesu Mutal Afanov, you're not B'Nechama. Like the Mishnah of us. So we say what? We say Rachem. By Mincha we say Nachem. Because it's already Dom Mishnah Nikper Meso. The transformation happens at Chatzos. That's why you get off the seat. You know, the Goan says you got to sit on the floor the whole day. But we don't assume like that. Because we say until Chatzos, it's Meso Mutalofonov like Aninus. However, afterwards, Halach Lomais, we say what? We say it's like Nikper Meso. And that's why I only say Nachem by Mincha, because Dom L'Mishnah Nikmer. The Gaon in Tov Kuf Nun Tes says Tisha B'Av the whole day is Mesa B'Tlofonov, and it's also be Yeshiva Al-Safsal the whole day. But the Ritva said it's not the whole day. That could be also fits in with what the Rav said. That's why by Chatzos we get up off the chair. There's a Nechama in the midst of the burning. The Yishalmi says in Brachas, the Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. In the midst of the burning, we have a Nechama. You can prepare the meal, you put your tefillin on. After Chatzos by Mincha, you wear a talis gadol. There's a necham in the midst of what? It's not total despair. We have a necham also that it was the mikdash that was destroyed. A lot of themes like that in the kinas, and not us. It was a mashkel, and the Rav has a lot about that. So the bottom line is that it comes out that that there's a fundamental difference between Avelis Yishana and Avelis Chadasha. That Avelis Yishana doesn't have these chiyuvim of esem. of Kviyas Amita and Ativis Rosh, whereas Avel Shishana Lamaisa, Avel Shishana does, Avel Chadasha has. So I think that's seven distinctions. It's a little bit shvira on the notion Nesu Mutlafarov, because Lamaisa, the reason why he's Pater from Mitzvahs is because he has a responsibility to bury someone. Shon Shabbos and Yontov, what's the din? Can't bury the Mitzvahs, there's no din aninus. So what's the connection to Tisha B'Av? There's no chiv to really bury someone on Tisha B'Av. So how do you, where's the chalai's din of, you know, meisumutulafanov? Okay, but what turns out is that there's seven distinctions. Let's just mention them again, and then we'll go to the bishul. Finish up with bishul. Then we got to finish up with something from the chumash. Number one was the shir of the avelis. Number two, the difference between hesped and kina. Number three, the mitzar yourself. Number four, the heter maharach midosov. Number five, tamani chachamim. Number six, the tefillin shorosh and yad, and the talis gadol. Number seven, and also the notion of erisin and going to work. And number seven, this notion of doing proactive things. That's only by avelis chadash and not by avelis yeshanah. So these are seven important distinctions the Rav put together. This is from the Masorah Journal, different places that the OU puts out, your grandfather puts out, and. So you'll tell him we said over from that. So that it's very important to keep in mind as a category. Okay, let's go now. So this is in mind in Tisha B'Av, and we'll get to the end, as Hashem, a little bit of Machshava or Musa, what we should think about when we're coming into towards Tisha B'Av. Okay, let's get to now the topic I gave you in Bishul. Want to just finish that up. You know, we talked at great length about... We talked at great length about Katma Lehuvara yesterday regarding vis-a-vis Shehiyah. But we didn't talk about it Legabi HaChazorah. So, let's point that out. What do you think? Will it be a Kula Legabi HaChazorah? I was pointing out to Zach this morning, it's funny, the Ram, the Rif, and the Shulchan Aruch are mashmit the whole din of Katma Lehuvara. You notice that they didn't quote it at all. So what do you think about doing the doing Chazorah in the case of Gabi Kirith Katma V'Huvara? So, it's interesting. Mr. Bruin, Sifkat Lamed Zayin, and Sifkat Nun Hey, and of course, Rishon Gimel, says that the notion of Chazara brings to the table Mechzakim Avashal. The Sharetzion quotes the Sefer HaYashar, Sifkat Lamed Zayin, that it's not because of Mechzakim Avashal, it's because of Chashash Chitui. So the Poshup Shad is that maybe Katma Katma V'Huvara won't help because now it's relit. So from the perspective of Mechzakim Avashal and from the perspective of Shemi Echate, one would think maybe Lamaisa you'd be in trouble Allah Hamaisa by Katma V'Huvara. So the Gemara says in Shabbos on Lamed Zayin Amar Al Tashma Amar of Safra Mechia Katma V'Nislabna Nislabsa Somchilo Mekayman Olav Nodlin Menem Achzirin Lo. Fairish from that Gemara that Katma V'Huvara is good. Not true. It's Katma V'Slabda, not V'Huvara. And according to Toysa, of course, we said Yeshalam Zim is not the same thing. Katma V'Lilabsa, relit a little bit, is good in the Gemara. But it doesn't say anything about V'Huvara. According to Toysa, they're not the same thing. According to Rashi, they are the same thing, which I pointed out to you, the Rashi after Shir, Yehuda. So Lechur, if you learn like Rashi, it's a Beferish Gemara that it's okay. So the Sefer Pnei Shabbos, Omekupe Dal, dug up some Rishonim, Rabbi Yeshaya Mitrani, which I think is a Taisa's Rid. I'm quoting him directly. Vim Haisa Akira Gruva Ktuma Chule, Afa Bishachaz Vehuvaru Afilaya Gecholim Sharotam. What was Gecholim Sharotam? It's a type of plant, no? Wasn't Rotam a type of plant? You guys remember that, right? That was in Lamed Zion and Beis, the Rotam, right? What'd you say? No, Rotem was a type of plant. No? Gecholim Shorotem. Yeah, coals of what? Gecholim Shorotem. You're absolutely right. Well, what was it? Gecholim Shorotem is... Gecholim Shorotem is a rosum wood. Oh. Right, rosum wood. Rashi quotes in Tehillim, Kuf Chaf, Pasuk Dalet. He says, coals of rosum, some equate with broom plant, are especially hot and difficult to extinguish. That's what Rashi says. Unlike other coals, rosum retain a live fire deep inside, even when they appear extinguished on the outside. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan even matted that, right? Because you've showed you don't want it, right? Even that. So that's what he said. I feel like Yochanan wrote them. So what do we say it was? A broom plant, yeah? Hold the Kodman Befar is a mutal oxen, a tavshag, and a cube, a filibus sham, zayin sham. The Miri in the end of Daf Lamed Zayin says, Beferish, Kodman Vuvra. So we dug up Rabbi Shai Mitrani, and the Miri, the Sefer Pnei Shabbos, dugs up and says, Beferish is mutter. Now, why aren't you worried about Mexican and Vashel? So here are the Pnei Shabbos quotes from the Eglay Tal, Melechus Ophis, Sifmem Chesos Gimel, that Lamaisa, the Tama Isser, why is it usher l'chassiv a makom that you left it on the ground, hachazara, or ain't died to l'chassiv? Why is that usher? Why is it usher if you left it on the ground, or ain't died to l'chassiv? Because of Mexican Mavashel. But why is it usher l'chassiv something that's not garav akotim? That's because of Shem Yechata. That's what he wants to tie in it. That's what he wants to make such a division. Because if it's because of Mexican Mavashel, then katma should be usher as well. Because you're a katma. And katma v'hubara. Is dinuk kadma? If you're misalik das, it should be good. I don't understand. If the issue is because of Mexican Mavashel, why is it good? What does it help see you look daita? It's descriptive Mexican Mavashel. So if you have it while it's in your hand, daita lahash, it's not Mexican Mavashel. The issue is just shemi echata. And by katum, where you're misalik das milachtos, lomais it's mutter. The only thing is, you put it on the ground, then it's Mexican Mavashel. That's the chiddush. Oh. Thank you very much, Avi. I want to thank Avi. Avi's the president of Shul. We should thank him, Ari. We also mentioned the Gabi. If it wasn't for Avi and Ari, we wouldn't have a Shul. So we're very, very appreciative of everything you do. You have a lot of schuyos and mitzvahs. Thank you very much. We're also learning a Hilchos Bishul with Avi. We learn a lot of these shtickles. So what we're discussing now is Chazer V'Hutna. Okay. So that's the Chiddush. So the Eglay Tal wants to say that Chiddush, that Mexican Mavashel is only a problem, Lamaisa, in a situation where, you know, it looks like it's cooking. Why does Katma V'Huvara going to help you? It looks like you're cooking now. It's lit. He says, from the perspective of Shemi Echata, Lamaisa, there is no what? From the perspective of Shemi Echata, I can understand that in a Garif is a problem, and Garif fixes that. But from Mexican Mavashel, so that's what he wants to say, such a chiluk. Okay. So the Shvus Yitzchak quotes B'Shem Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, that he says that, let me ask you, Ketima works for the whole household. Did you do the Ketima? You didn't do the whole Ketima. So since you didn't do the whole Ketima, why should it work? So as long as you do a hecker lamaisa, not everyone has to do a mice hecker. It's fine. As long as you do a hecker, that's fine. Halacha lamaisa. That's what Rabbi Yoshev held. So if that's the case, the heter of shehiyah is once it's chal in the kira, it should be chal lamaisa. It's like you came in a hutra. It's kind of like once it's invoked lamaisa, it's good. And once you do nikdama kira, it's good lamaisa, and it's good halacha lamaisa to do achazara. It's not a problem. That's what he wants in Tanya. Kamoda Mahani Ketima Echad L'chol Abayis. Even though L'maisa, the whole household didn't do a Maisa Echad, it's a Heter Shia that's Chal on the Kira. So the Ketima that's not in the Kira should matter the Shia. So maybe it should matter L'maisa. Also, Chazara as well, because it's been invoked. So Reb Moshe, in that same tshuva, Chelek Dalet Siman Adal Slamed, says no, it has to be Nikar. Remember we learned that yesterday? It's always got to be Nikar. If it's nicker, then it's not Mexican Mavashel. And then you have no problem with Chashash Chita. But it's not nicker, you're in trouble. And we said the Chassam Sofer argued on that. Chassam Sofer said, even when it's not nicker, it's still good. So the bottom line is, this is what the Sefer Alavona wants to say, is that Sif, the Magen Avraham and the Balatanya, the Magen Avraham Sifkon Gimel, the Balatanya, only quote Kutba V'Huvara regarding what landscape? Shehiyah. But it's not quoted in Sif Beis, the Gabi Chazara. It's not a kasha, he says. Once you say it applies to Shia, it's ketum l'chomili, should apply just as well for Shia, and also Kutba Huvra should apply for Chazara as well. So even though we said the Mechaber and the Rambam and the Rif are mashmid all din, but the Gedolei Aposkim, the Magen Avraham, the Balatani quoted for Sif Aleph, so Mestomet's going to work for Sif Beis. They didn't need to mention it. What we have to get to is the following, and that is that what happens if the blech falls off? But it was once on. Is it mutter to do a chazara straight up on the fire? It was once on. I had a blech on there. Let it be good. Let it be good. Based on katan huvara, it's mutter even a chazara. So matter this. So Moshe says, I cannot matter it. I cannot matter it. Lemaise, it needs to be nikar. If the whole thing fell off, it's not nikar right now. If you look at the Shmir Shabbos, and there are three psalkim we have of Shlomo Zalman. Shmir Shabbos, Perek Avah, Harem, and Vav, quotes from Shlomo Zalman, and it seems to say, Halach Lemaise, that it's a problem. The whole institution of Katan of the Havara is only good for Shia, not for Achazara. Okay? That's what he wants to say. You didn't do a Maisa Begufa Eish. You know, Lemaise, the Rift, the Ram, the Shekhanach, or Mashmah, this didn't even Lagabi Shia. So the first psak we have in Shlomo Zalman is that it's not good b'chazara. Then you look at the Tikkunim Miluim, which we don't have, Perek Alpha or Memvov. He says the chiluk in Shiyin and Chazara is not true; should apply across the board. I, the Pnei Yoshua and Daf Lamed Zayin, asks Be'emes on the Magen Ram the Paskin Ladinit. He's Tama Be'emes on the Magen Ram the Paskin's Ladinit. Prat the Heter Lahachser. The prat the head to the machshir gam machshir is lapsa. So he steams up post commits mutter bein shiur bein lahachshir. That's what he says. So he's second psak everything's okay. He says why should you be chalakin whether you're ma'ase begufeish or not, or you just put a blech on. Reb Moshe though he says yesh lahachmir. Reb Moshe says yesh lahachmir. So it seems like he was chosable. The first Shmir Shabbos seems to say that achazar is aser. The cut mavuvar. The second one in Tumkunimulim seems to quote Rosh Shlomo Zalman that's saying it's okay, but I have deference to Ramosha. He seemed to say that what? If it's not Nikar, you should be Machmer. But then there's a third quarter of Shlomo Zalman. The Sefer Pnei Shabbos, in Omud Lamed Gimel Harabes, Rosh Shlomo Zalman quotes a letter in the name of Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that he says, I know you found in the Piskei Arid that it's Mutter Du Achazara, but he says, Adayim Supukani. Because he says, Lomaisa, cut them, and you don't have to check Chazar Huvara. But Lomaisa, there was a fire the fire was on, and then it went out. But here the blech fell off. Nothing happened with the Eish, though. There was no Maisa Begufa Eish. You see the Eish is uncovered now. He says there's no Shinui to it. Maybe that's not considered Kikutuma. And it falls off. I had a Pshia the blech. He says, not Kutum at all. Says before a third psak, then maybe what? So before the third psak, Lamaisa, that it should be a problem, Lamaisa, halacha Lamaisa completely, maybe. Not just vis-a-vis Achazar, but even Shehiyah. So you have three psak Lamaisa of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Choose which one you want. Sarach Bir, Heimein I Wicker. First one says she is good, Achazar is bad. Second one says they're both good, but the difference is Moshe. The third one seems to say, Lamaisa, the both should be bad, because Lamaisa, there was nothing done to the Eish. And the Sefer Pnei Shabbos quotes B'Shem the Bir Moshe, where the blech fell off, he says it's mutter, it's adif to put the blech back. Is it mutter to put a blech on Shabbos? We'll get to that. But he says, better do that. He says, theoretically, you could put the pot on the fire, but he says, I can't make that psak in public, it's too crazy of a psak. You know, because people don't, descriptively, they don't see the blech there. There was a blech there once, okay, but we don't think about it like that. So he says, I cannot make that psak in public, but you can understand in Lomdus why it would be okay. And the Shvus Yitzchak closes in Perek Dalet Ostas of Shem Rabbi Yoshev, you don't need it to be nicker, like Rabbi Moshe said. Because it was a tikkun once. It's basically came in Jehutra Hutra. But he says, when the blech falls off, you don't say that. Why not? Because it's a new Kira. Firstly, the Kira had a blech. Now the Kira has no blech. So you can't say Kivin a Hutra Hutra. It's a different concept now. There's a Shinui Lamais. It's not the same Kira. It's not the same Tzuru like it was before. So you can't say Kivin a Hutra Hutra. You can only say Kivin a Hutra on the same Kira. This is not the same Kira. Allah Lamais. Oh. So can you put a blech, Lamais? Can you put a blech on Shabbos? Can you put a blech on Shabbos or not? You forgot to do it. Can you do it? So the bottom line is you can. What would be the potential problems? Maybe it's muksa. Well, poshup shad is a klishul malachta leheter, right? Because you're not doing a malacha with it. Even if you hold a klimish malachta leisser, but you need a letzarach gufo here, no? It's not a makomo. What about the isser tikkun mana? What about Tikkun Mod? Aren't you making the Kli into a Kli? No, the Kli's already been done already. Kli's finished already. The question is about an empty Kli. Are you allowed to put a new empty Kli on a pot on Yontif? Machaber says, Mutter, Simon Tovkuv Beis Sivtal Hilchos Yontif. Hilchos Yontif again, Jakey. The Ramah says it's Aser. But our vessel's already done. Mishabru never brought up Ration and Gimel don't use an empty pot. A new pot. Did he bring that up? No, never. Never was that brought up once in Ration and Gimel. That you shouldn't bring a, you know, wasn't ever discussed once. So it's not a problem because our Kalim are all done already. You don't have to worry about Tikkun Mana by using what? Using a new blech that's gonna make the Kli now a Kli. We don't assume like that. We assume the way the manufacturer's done. It's never mentioned once, Lamaisa, when they discuss that. It's only in Hilchos Yom Tov. So you have to say our Kalim are different. Number three, Lamaisa, the issue of what? The issue of Havara. It's mutter to cover the flame on Shabbos. You have to make sure there's no, you're not, you don't diminish the flame because it could be a problem of kibui. But Lamaisa, you have to be careful about that. And there's no issue of cooking the metal. Even though what we learned that in the beginning of the summer, there is an issue of cooking metal in general, softening. But here it has to reach where it gets mamish what? Red. It has to get mamish red. If it doesn't get red, Lamaisa, then you can't say I'm cooking the metal. That's what you have to say, Allah Lamaisa, and therefore is not concerned with what? Cooking the metal until it's just mamish red, and that doesn't happen when you put it on top. So Lamaisa, Mishabru Rashid and Gimel never mentioned, oh, don't, you know, it's also to put an empty pot metal because of the chash of the metal and only use a China one of Cheris. We never find that. So at the end of the day, there's no problem of what? Muksa. There's no problem of Tikkun Mana. There's no problem of Havara. No problem of Bishul Matchis. Obviously, you shouldn't do it, but you should put it on Halach Lamaisa. Okay, let's close with the following. We start Sefer Dvarim. The Gaon is a phenomenal Chiddush, and if the Gaon didn't say it, maybe people would say it's not right to say. But what is the Dubner Magid in Sefer Ol Yaakov quotes from the Gaon? That what's the difference between the first four Sfarim in the Chumash and the Torah Kedoshah and Mishnah Torah? You know, Sefer Dvarim is a review. Rabban, is it really a review? Right? That's why Lamaisa. Why is Tosfos say that Get is only 12 lines? It's corresponding to the spaces between the Sfarim. So there are four lines between every Sefer. So it should be 16 then, right? So we don't count the one between Bamidbar and Sefer Dvarim. Because Sefer Dvarim is a Chazara. Truth is, it's not a Chazara. Many did him in Sefer Dvarim we don't have previously. So the Ramban and Masber, yes. Moshe Rabbeinu said them over in Arvus Moav. This is the second time, even though it's the first time they're written down, second time the Klai Yisrael heard them. But fundamentally, the Gaon says there's a big difference also in how it took place, the Nevuah. The first four Sfarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke through Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth. Says in the Pasuk, says Beferish, it says that Yanenu Bekol, Moshe Yadaber V'Lakim Yanenu Bekol. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem spoke through Moshe Rabbeinu's voice. However, when it comes to Mishnah Torah, it's not true. When it comes to Mishnah Torah, the Gaon said it's different. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, and then the next day, Moshe Rabbeinu said it over to Klal Yisrael. That's why Elo Advar Mesher Diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael. That's why the Yerei Sa'oil quotes from the Maharal Prague that the Gemara says in Megillah, Laman Alpha Bezer, not Mafsik in the Klalus. You're not supposed to stop in the Oli in the middle. But that's only by what Abai says? The Klolos in Sefer Vayikra, B'chukosai. But the Klolos in Mishnah, in Sefer Dvarim, Mafsikin. What's the difference? My time in the Gemara says, Halolim pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nemru, V'halolim pi Moshe Amran. This is the lumdus, what the Gaon is saying. Of course, everything's divinely given. Hashem gave us the whole Torah. But it was the difference technically in how it was set over. But what I want to bring out from here is, I think a very important concept that Sefer Dvarim is always Shabbos Chazon, is that there is a notion of creativity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be follow every din in Shulchan Aruch, but there's a notion you have to come up with creativity. For some people, it might be hard to relate to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So you think about tragedies you're familiar with. with the, you know, I don't know, massacre in Munich, even though that was only every year is a whole world. Whatever it is, you go from a Churban, the Shoah, and you go backwards. And then you can relate through that, if it's easier for you to relate. We just went last week to the, there's a special exhibit about Auschwitz. You heard about it? We went that, our family went on last Sunday. And there's a notion, there's got to be a reason why Sefer Dvarim is always Shabbos Chazon. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying you need to work. You need to work and realize that every door that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built, it was destroyed. And that's including our door in 2019 in Tov Shinai and Tess. And as we said earlier in the summer from Abar and Kreiser, from the three Aveiros, right, Bayis Rishon, it was rebuilt. Bayis Sheni was destroyed because of Sinus, and still hasn't been rebuilt. That's a very, very powerful comment. And what I want to suggest is that there's a notion of Sefer Dvarim, this creativity element Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from us. Because Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, of course Moshe Rabbeinu said a word for a letter for a letter, but it was disconnected to teach that Moshe, it's like Sefer Dvarim is a shtickle already Torah Shebaal Peh, a little bit. Of course it's Torah Shemusav, but it's a shtickle Torah Shebaal Peh, to connote this notion of trying to be creative, and specifically in the element of what Aveh was, of the Churban, of how you're going to better yourself, of how I'm going to work at it, and try to what understand this, look at the keenness beforehand, if you can, what it represents. The Rav has a lot in this Messiah about, and the keenness, we say them over in the shul. And it's this notion of what, of notion of trying to make an effort. It's for Sipitul Yeshua. It's one of the six questions. Sipitul Yeshua is how much did you mourn it? There's no doubt. How important was it to you? Did you really feel the lack of the Beis HaMikdash? If you think about the, read about the Shoah, and you go back, like Rav Moshe Abram said, there have been thousands of Ritvas that were killed by the Crusades at times of Rishonim. We have a Ritva, we have a Rashba, but there have been so many more. It would have been a different world. And we have to realize that, understand that, and work on our Ben Adam L'Chaveira, and at the same time work at the Ben Adam L'Makom, and try to be creative about it. Just don't be passive about it. You know, read different things. I don't read about Anne Frank, whatever it is. I don't need to tell you all the books and the tzuris. I didn't even know there was a uprising in Auschwitz. They tried an uprising for 4 or 5 hours. They killed a few Gestapo. I didn't even realize that. You read more and more, you find out more and more. The Americans had Mengele. Did you know that? For a few hours, they had Mengele. When they liberated the camps, they let him go. The Americans saw they had, I guess they didn't realize who he was. And that we never found him, right? Went to Argentina, and he was running around and escaping. So you learn these, you know, you learn these concepts is to be able to relate. You can go backwards on the Churban, the massacre in Munich, everything that happened, how many Yidden were killed in different places. And you could go retrospect back, and then you can have the feeling of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because as the Rav said, we started off sheer. This is a day where we consume all the calamities. And it's a Musar Haskalah, so we have to try the best to be creative as possible. Already in Torah Shebaal Chasav, you have a Torah Shebaal Peh, Sefer Dvarim, like the Gaon says. And specifically here, Dafka, look into your, do a Cheshbon HaNefesh. Look into it, how we can what mourn and become better B'nai Torah, and better Chaverim, and better over the Hashem, and better B'nai Torah, and to grow in the Talmud Chacham. So I want to thank everyone. It was great having Ari here. Tremendous, a special treat having him learn with us this summer. Thank you for being Mechatzkim, and I want to thank you for being here in the Kollel and teaching it. So we'll have a suit of spray to now. And then we'll have the Divrei Torah, guys. Write them down. Well, that means that you can do square, Harry.